It's bloody freezing out there. It's like Scott of the Antarctic. The cab was sliding all over the place. I had one of those drivers who kept saying, "Have you been shopping? Are you going somewhere nice?" And I said, "Yes, actually, a funeral, my mother's." I thought that'll shut him up, but it turns out he knew her. I forgot what it's like up here. But we're going to France for a holiday, and I'm dead excited. We were going to go to the south, you know, Cannes, Monte Carlo, but he reckons the police will still be looking for him there. So we go into Paris. He keeps going on about staying in a git, although I think he pronounced it shite for some reason. Do you know what it is, one of these shites? Well, I'll tell you. It's a cottage in the middle of a field.
So I'm sat there, feeling the lethal effects of time. And gravity, apparently, which suddenly feels quite substantial when I get up and walk out to the lift. I need some air. When I move through space, I feel myself eradicating it. I'm light-headed, heavy with it. I go down to the quadrangle and sit on a bench. A few patients are out there getting illicit suction from cigarettes.
I'm afraid I didn't take that too seriously. Not since I lived with my parents in New Rochelle, New York, before I went to college, have I been told to be in at a certain hour. And even then, I had my own key and disregarded the order more often than not. However, I am going to tell you why and where I've gone tonight. I have gone to the all-night drugstore, Waterbury's on Canal Street, to buy a spray can of Black Flag, which is an insect repellent. I took a cab there tonight and made this purchase because, Mrs. Wire, when I opened the window without a screen in my room, a cockroach, a flying cockroach, flew right into my face and was followed by a squadron of others.
We may as well tell the truth so long as there's no one to hear us. What madness this pretense of the last few months has been. We've hung on here, getting deeper and deeper into the mire just because you were afraid of what people would say. I suppose I've been brought up differently from you. We ought to have gone to live in a house at 7 shillings and 6 pence a week instead of staying here and getting into debt. You know, I want to do something exciting. Oh, I don't want to do what my mum did anyway. You know, she's never been more than 30 miles away from here in her life. Well, except a couple of times. For her brother's funeral in Birmingham and that. Now she's dying. And what's she seen? Nothing. Well, except our backyard. All that washing. Oh, in the kitchen. Dark little kitchen. Smells of dog she won't have been put down. And the oil stove with all the knickers hanging around it. Well, that's about the limit of her experience, really.